Let us read from a few places in the Bible.
你看希伯来书第十二章第九节。 中文圣经是325页,325面。
First, let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9.
希伯来书第十二章第九节是这样。再者,我们曾有深深的父管教我们,我们尚且敬重他。 何况万灵的父,我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗?
Moreover, we have all had human fathers who discipline us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
第十节说,深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们,唯有万灵的父管教我们,是要我们得一处。
Verse 10. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness.
这两节经文里面讲到两种父亲。
These two verses talk about two types of fathers.
一就是生身之父,另外一个是万灵之父。
And one is a father on earth, and the other is the father in heaven.
这个意思就是说,一方面是地上的为人之父的,就是我们每一个家中的父亲,另外一位是天上的万灵之父。And
that is, one is on earth, our father, the other is the father of the spirit, the father in heaven.
这两种父亲啊,有一个共同的特点。
And these two fathers have the same common ground.
那就是管教。
And that is the similarity, is that both of them discipline us.
人间的父亲是管教我们,天上的父亲也管教我们。
Our earthly father discipline us, and our heavenly father also discipline us.
这个管教是件不愉快的事情。
And when we talk about discipline, this is something unpleasant.
我想这就是为什么我们过母亲节的时候欢喜快乐,过父亲节的时候冷冷清清,这个道理。And
I believe that's the reason why when it's Mother's Day, everybody is joyful. But then when we talk about Father's Day, we think about the disciplining, then we feel very quiet.
一讲到母亲节,为什么欢喜快乐呢? 母爱的伟大,谁都不能否认。
But when we talk about Mother's Day, we think about mothers, we think about motherly love, and that is something that everybody knows about.
我们都愿意接受慈爱的一方面,我们不大愿意接受公义这一方面。
We all like to receive kindness, love. We don't like to talk about righteousness and justice.
但是圣经告诉我们说,无论是天上的父亲,人间的父亲,都愿意管教我们。
But the Bible tells us whether it's the earthly father or our heavenly father, they need to discipline us.
圣经说,爱必管教。
For when the Bible talks about that in love, there is necessarily discipline.
因为爱你才会管你,如果不爱就不管。It
is due to the love for us that our fathers want to discipline us.
可是这两种不同的父亲,他的管教也不一样。
But we notice that Heavenly Father and Earthly Father, even though they both discipline, there is a difference in the approach.
圣经说,生身的父,就地上的父亲,暂随己意管教我们,暂时随他自己的意思管教,因此人间的父亲不一定都是对的,那个管教可能是错的。
The Bible tells us that our earthly fathers discipline us for a little while as they thought best, which means sometimes it may be wrong.
但是天上的父管教我们总是好的,没有一件是错的。
But God disciplines us for our good, and He is never wrong.
神管教我们是为着使我们有他的性情,能够圣洁和他一样。God
disciplines us so that we may be like Him, we may have the holiness.
所谓圣洁的意思就是没有一点点的污秽,没有一点点的弱点, 没有一点点不完全，是这个意思。
When we talk about holiness, we are talking about flawlessness. We are talking about specklessness. We are talking about completeness.
所以耶稣说，你们要完全，像天父的完全一样。
Therefore Jesus said, you need to be complete as our Father in heaven.
神如果不管教我们，我们永远不会完全。
If God does not discipline us, we will never be complete like Him.
可是地上的人间的父亲管教我们不一定都是对的。
But we know our earthly fathers, when they discipline us, they do not necessarily are right all the time.
我自己是做父亲的人，我的儿子现在也在这里，我想他就可以向你证明，我对他的管教不一定都对。
I am a father and my sons are here, and I believe that they can testify to the fact that many times maybe I was wrong when I disciplined them.
假如今天我的心情不好，在外面碰到许多不愉快的事情，回到家里的时候，对儿女的态度就很难保持一个慈爱的父亲的态度。
For instance, if today I'm in a bad mood and something happened that made me angry, then I cannot guarantee that I'm kind and understanding to my children.
如果今天我有胃痛、牙痛，那更糟糕，更不耐烦了，动不动就发脾气。
Now, if today I have stomach pain or I have a toothache, then it's probably worse.
虽然如此，圣经告诉我们说，你们深深的父管教你们，虽然是暂随己意，可是你们要敬重他，还是要敬重他。
But even so, the Bible tells us, even though that our fathers many times discipline us for a little while as they thought best, but we are told that we need to respect them.
我们敬重我们肉身的父亲，是因为看见天上那个父亲在那里掌权。
We respect our earthly fathers because we know that our heavenly father is reigning.
这天上的父亲定规什么呢？定规啊，父母是儿女的权柄。
For our heavenly father has told us that we need to respect our earthly fathers. Our earthly fathers, our parents, are the authority that we need to respect.
我们敬重我们肉身的父亲，就是尊敬天上的父神。
And therefore, when we have respect to our earthly fathers, in a way, we are respecting the orders of our heavenly fathers.
虽然肉身的父亲会错误，会伴随自己的意思来做事情，可是我们仍然要敬重他，因为这样一来，天上的父神。
And even though that we know that our earthly fathers may err, but we need to pay respect to them, we know that is pleasing in God's sight.
我们的父亲会错误，但是假如我们不敬重我们的父亲，我们更错。
Our fathers may err, but if we do not respect them, then we are more wrong.
那么我们父亲错怎么办呢？我们为他祷告，求天父纠正他。
What should we do if our fathers are not right? We ought to pray.Our Heavenly Father to correct them.
所以这两节经文告诉我们说，有万灵之父是神，另外有生身之父是我们肉身的父亲。
And therefore, these two verses tell us that we have two fathers. One is our earthly father, and the other is our heavenly father, the spirit father.
虽然他们的管教不一定都就不一定相同了，可是我们应当用相同的态度敬重他们来对待。
Even though that the approach of disciplining are different, but we ought to pay the same type of respect toward them.
我们来看看这位万灵之父是怎么样一个特性。
Now let us look at the Father in spirit, and that is our Heavenly Father.
那就在以弗所书第四章，诸位看看，以弗所书第四章，在272页中文，272页。
That is in Ephesians chapter 4,
四章第六节
verse 6.
我们看这个以弗所书四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
这里面讲到有一位神，只有一位神，这位神什么呢？就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Here it says, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
这就是我们这位天父万灵之父、啊、圣经描写他的一个特性。
And these are the characteristics that the Bible describes about our Heavenly Father.
什么叫做万灵之父或者说众人之父呢？
And what does it mean to say the Father of all?
这个父的意思就是源头。
Father means origin.
也就是根本。
And it is also the root.
宇宙万物都从它而来。
And the whole universe comes from.
如果没有它就没有宇宙。
And without him, there's no universe.
有了他，借着他就创造了天地万物。
And with him and through him, the universe was created.
而这位富有三个特点，超乎众人之上，万物众人之中，住在众人之内。
And here we see the three attributes, Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
什么叫做超乎众人之上呢？
What does it mean to say to be over all?
他高于一切。
And that is, he is higher above everything else.
他大过一切。
And he is bigger and greater than everything else.
我们在形容上帝都常常说他是无所不在。
And many times when we describe God, we say that he is omnipresent.
我们知道无所不知也是无所不能。
And we say that he is omnipotent, meaning he can do all, and also he's omniscient, meaning that he knows all.
还要加一个。
We need to add one more.
无所不包，包括的包，无所不包。
And that is, he is able to cover all. He is able to include everything in him.
他把整个宇宙包括在他里面。
And that is, he is able to cover and include the whole universe in him.
因此，我们不能够拿一个小的环境去限制他，约束他。
And for that reason, we are not able to limit.And we should not limit our God into one circumstance.
举例来说，为什么神最厌我们拜偶像呢？
For instance, why is it that we say that God hates us when we worship idols?
一个偶像，木头做的，石头做的，就把神约束在这个里面。
Because when we worship the idol, we are using that idol to try to capsulize our God.
这个偶像不能够把神整个的把它包括在内。
And we know that we cannot use an idol to try to restrain God in it, to bind it.
他是超乎众人之上。
For he is above all.
同时神也不能够把你约束在个礼拜堂里面。
Nor can we limit our God into this building, into a church.
圣经说他不住人手所造的圣殿。
The Bible says that God does not dwell in a human-made temple.
他只住神的手所造的殿在人的心里面。
He only dwells in God-made temple, and that is man's heart.
所以我们不能够拿一个礼拜堂把它范围在内，说只有在礼拜堂里我们要敬拜神，离开礼拜堂就没有神吗？不能有这样的想法。
Therefore, we should not confine God in the church, and we say that we only worship God in the church and not outside of the church building.
这叫做超乎众人之上。
And this is the meaning of above all.
也没有一个国家或者一个民族或者一个什么地方能够把它独占，把它这个垄断，把它独占起来。
Nor is there a tribe, a people, that is able to say that they own God, they possess God, and only they can worship God.
这就碰到一个非常现实的问题了。
And now we face a very realistic problem.
也是一个很敏感的问题。
And this is also a very sensitive one.
就是基督教是不是个洋教？
And that is Christianity a Western religion?
我们不能够否认基督教传到中国这么多年来始终没有扎根在中国的里面。
We cannot deny the fact that Christianity has been preached in China for many years and yet now is still not rooted.
这许多传道人要负完全的责任。
And this is due to many responsibilities of missionaries.
因为他不明白神是超乎众人之上。
For sometimes they overlook the fact,that God is above all.
我们不能说基督教是个美国宗教。
We cannot say that Christianity is an American religion.
更不能说这是犹太人的宗教。
We cannot say that Christianity is a religion for the Jew.
也不能说是中国人宗教。
Nor can we say that Christianity is a religion of the Chinese.
它不属于某一个国家，不属于某一个民族。
For Christianity does not belong to only one people or one nation or one country.
只有我们中国的一句话最好就放之四海而皆准。
And there's a good Chinese saying that says, if you place this in anywhere, and you will find that it will match and fit very well.
实在翻得很好。它就是这样的，任何地方都适用它，任何国家、民族、任何人类都需要它。
And that is to say, Christianity in any country, in any people, in any nation, they all need Christianity.
所以现在我举一个很现实的例子来说明这个真理。
Let me give you a very practical example to exemplify the principle here.
我们晓得圣经有旧约和新约两部分。
We know that the Bible has the Old Testament and also the New Testament.
旧约圣经可以说完全以犹太人为中心。
The Old Testament is centered upon the Jews.
那里就讲到犹太人这个国家怎么开始的，怎么样复兴的，怎么样衰落，怎么样灭亡，将来怎么样复兴，都写在里面。
They talk about how the Jews, they started, and how they fell, and then how they, again rose, and how they will be in the future.
因为神就拣选了犹太人作为他的选民。
For God has chosen the Jews as the chosen people.
用犹太人来代表整个人类。
And to use the Jews to represent the whole mankind.
所以在旧约时代讲到上帝，他讲到耶和华。
And therefore in the Old Testament, when it refers to God, it talks about Jehovah.
这是犹太人的文化，这犹太人所能了解的上帝就是耶和华。
And this is according to the Jewish culture, this is what they can understand about God, and that is Jehovah.
那等到新约时代呢？
But in the New Testament,
这个福音已经向着全人类开放。
Gospel is already spread and also open to the whole mankind.
犹太教已经被基督教所取代。
We know the Jewish religion has already been replaced by Christianity.
所以你就看见新约时代看不见耶和华三个字。
Therefore in the New Testament, we don't see the word Jehovah.
你晓得这是什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
这就说明了真理已经开放了。真理不能被一个国家民族犹太人给他独占，不可以，他开放向全人类开放。
This tells us that the truth has been exposed to all, and it cannot be limited to only one group of people.
最好的说明在约翰福音第一章第一节。
And the best verse we can find is in John Gospel according to John.
不必看，你知道约翰福音第一章第一节都知道的，是不是
？I think all of us know that verse.
约翰福音第一章第一节，我们大家同声来念一下，都会背的，是不是？
Let us all read it together, or maybe you can memorize it from heart.
约翰福音第一章第一节说什么？我们同声来念一下，好吧
？Let us read it together.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。好，在这里一个非常明显的例子。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And here is a very clear example.
你晓得约翰福音是使徒约翰写的。
We know the Gospel was written by Apostle John,
他在写约翰福音的时候就想到怎么介绍这位上帝给人呢
And he, as he was writing the gospel, he was thinking, what is the best way to introduce God to man?
你晓得旧约是用希伯来文写，都是犹太人民族的。现在到了新约是用希腊文在写的。
We know the Old Testament was written in Hebrew for the Jews, and now the New Testament was written in Greek.
因为在第一世纪的时候，这个希腊文等于世界语言，它文化水平最高。
In the first century, Greek was worldwide recognized as the highest cultural language.
所以约翰在写的时候用希腊文在写，就想一想，我怎么介绍这位上帝给人呢？假如用耶和华说太初有耶和华，人家不知道耶和华是谁，是你们犹太人的上帝，我不要。
And therefore, as John was writing the first sentence there, he was thinking, what is the best way to introduce our God? If he had said in the beginning was Jehovah, then only the Jews would understand what that means.
所以他必须突破这个国家民族的界限。
Therefore, he had to make a breakthrough of the culture and the races.
然后这个福音才能够广传出去。
And then, gospel was able to be spreaded.
大家想一想，哦，实在神给他有智慧，他写到太初有道。
And therefore, we thank God for giving him this wisdom. And he said, in the beginning was the word.
我中文讲道，他说 word。那现在实际上这个希腊文呢都不是道跟 word 是 logos
Now we know here in English it talks about in the beginning was the word but really in Greek the original word was in the beginning was logos
这个 logos 是什么意思呢
And what does that mean logos
是完全是希腊的土产
This is only meaningful to the Greek
那是一个希腊的哲学家在 BC 在主前大概560年左右
And that is before Christ, about 560 years, a Greek philosopher.
一个叫做 Heraclitus 这个人他创造这个名字
And Plato, this philosopher, Greek philosopher, he invented this word.
这 logo 是什么意思呢
And what does that mean?
他说宇宙万物都是变动不停止的
And that is the universe, the cosmos, is changing and moving.
你要晓得在那么早的祖前就晓得地球是动的 这整个宇宙是动的，不是停止的。
And we know that this was 560 years BC before Christ, and they already knew that the world, the universe, is a dynamic one. It's not a static one.
而晓得这个讲台，比方讲台，晓得这个讲台，我们看它没有变动，一直在变动，它的分子一直在衰老，在变化。
And that is like right now we see this pulpit, we see it as stationary, but really in a microscopic sense, we know that all the particles are constantly bombarding and moving.
像这个麦克风在这儿。这个金属会疲劳的，它一直在那衰老，你不知道它天天在衰老，它就在变化，一直在变化。
And we know, like the microphone is made of metal here, and they all have a time life, and it's moving.
不但我们这年老人先头发白了，牙齿掉了，衰老了，年轻人一天天虽然是长长长，同时也在衰老，也在变动，没有停止。
Not only that, we older people, our hair is becoming gray, and we are getting older, but in fact, every young person is.Every minute by the minute getting older.
那么 logos 最要点意思是说天下万物都在变动，这是一个律，这是个 law, 这个律律，这个律的本身绝对不变。
And the word logo, the true meaning is there is a natural law that says that all things in this world, in this universe are changing, and this law itself never changes.
所以用这个永远不改变的 logo.来说明上帝的奇妙。
And that is to use this never-changing law of natural law to describe the wonderfulness of our God.
所以圣经说，耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的，不改变，是这个意思。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that our God yesterday, today, and tomorrow never change.
因此，这个 logos 就是希腊人心目中间晓得最微妙的一件东西。
Therefore, logos in the mind of a Greek.This is the most wonderful thing.
所以结果，约翰写圣经的时候就写到约翰福音写了太初有什么有 logos， 他不写有耶和华，不写有其他上帝，写 logos 就把当地希腊人所能懂得的最微妙、最高级的、永远不变的那一位拿当作上帝的代名词。
Therefore, John was writing the gospel. He was saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and to the Greeks of those days, this was the most." Wonderful, representation.
所以可以说，当年最早传福音的时候啊，已经穿着希腊文化的外衣啊，穿了件外衣。
Therefore, we can say that in those days when they were preaching the gospel, the people were really, wearing a Greek garment, almost like.
这样一来，所有希腊文化、所有讲希腊语言的各地各方都能接受这个福音。
Therefore, at that time, all the people that understand Greek was able to.Accept gospel because it was colored in Greek.
他们知道哦，这个福音的道理不是由单单犹太人的，是我们所有讲希腊语言的国家民族都能接受，因为这 logo 是我们懂得。
Because then they knew that Christianity, the gospel was not only accepted by the Jews, but also by all those who understood the Greek culture, spoke the Greek language.
好了，传到西方去了，因为讲英语的民族了。
Now then, gospel was preached to.The Western civilization to the English and also the Americans.
那么讲太初有道怎么翻呢？他也不说太初有一个什么神呢，或有 logos 都不，他翻成 word， 翻成一个话。
Therefore, we see in the Western civilization, in the American and English version, it says in the beginning was the word instead of Jehovah or instead of logos.
这什么意思呢
？And what does that mean?
有一句英文最能够说明这个真理。
And there's a Chinese, there's an English saying that describes this well.
He is the man of his word. 这句话怎么讲 ？He is the man of his word. 这个人说话算数。有没有这句话？
有。这个人说话算数。
那么这句 word 这个意思说，上帝说的话说一不二。
And that is, once God says something, He means it.
那么就是说，上帝说的话还有意思啊。上帝的话语里面有行动。来支持他做后盾。
And that is, in God's words, he has action to support his words.
因为你讲 motive 跟 motion, 里面的动机和外面的动作是一致的统一的那个意思。
And that is, the motive in the heart and the outward motion are consistent.
所以你看翻到英文的时候他就讲了，就强调这位上帝是言行一致的那一位。
And therefore we see in the English version here,It emphasizes the fact that our God, He is consistent in his words and also in his action.
因为圣经里面提到，这个创世纪里提到，上帝说要有光，立刻就有了光。他说完的话，事情就出现。
But we know in Genesis it talks about that God created the universe, and when he wanted light, and there was light.
不像我们人呢、啊，人说的话可以不算数的。
Not like man, when we say something, later on maybe we will go back on our word.
我们可以说一回事，做另外一回事，可以言行都不一致，人可以这样。
Maybe sometimes we say something and then we do something else, so our action and our words are really not consistent.
甚至更糟糕的是什么？好话说尽，坏事做绝。
Worse than that, many times we find ourselves saying many kind things and good things and flattering things, and yet our actions indicate that we are doing all the bad things and terrible things about the same person.
这不是神，神的本性是说话算数，说一不二，一说马上成就，是上帝。
And this is not the attribute of God, for God, when he says something, he means something. When he says something, and something happens, it's supported with his action.
好，你就看见了。这个福音传到希腊文化里面，就被希腊文化吸收了，变成 logos 出来了，啊，永远不改变。传到英语民族方面，就变成 word, 就变成话语了，所以永远话是说一不二，就变成这样。
Therefore we see when the gospel is preached to the Greeks, they use the word logos to mean that it surpasses all, and when it came to the Western civilization, the Western culture, the word was used, and meaning that God is consistent in words and in action.
等到传到中国来了
Then when the gospel was preached to China,
翻译圣经了
And then the people that were translating the Bible,
我们中文圣经不是从英文翻过来，是直接从原文，从希腊文、希伯来文翻译的
We know the Chinese Bible did not come from the English version, it was translated directly from the Hebrew and also the Greek version.
所以他就这个问题来了，太初有 logos, 怎么翻呢
And the translators were faced with the same problems, and that is in the beginning was logos. You know, how was he going to translate that?
如果参考英文圣经，太初有个 word, 那怎么翻呢？太初有话，话与上帝同在，话就是上帝，这怎么不像话呢？
And then if he went to the English version for reference, and he found that there says in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and he was with God in the beginning, and that really doesn't seem to go too well in the Chinese version.
后来一个道出来了，太初有道，你看翻得多好。
And therefore, we find that in the Chinese version it says, in the beginning was the way.
八年前我参加翻译圣经的工作，中文圣经有一本，我们在参与翻译的工作。
8 years ago, I participated in a Chinese Bible translation work.
有许多希腊文专家那个参加，他说，哦，这个道。中国这个道太玄妙了，不好，应当把它翻成跟英文一样，说太初有话语。没有人同意，我们统统反对，没有这样做法。
And there were some Greek experts there, and they were saying, you know, the Chinese version saying way, that's really not too good. We ought to be consistent with the English version saying there was the word. And all of the Chinese biblical scholars there objected to that suggestion.
因为我们都知道，这中国人都晓得，孔子讲，朝闻道。
And we know, the Chinese know, that Confucius has said that in the morning if I hear the way, hear the teaching, then I'll be very satisfied even I was to die at night, that same night.
最伟大的哲学家老子他说道可道非常道讲到这个道的时候可以说但是不能够像一般一样
We know that Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, he said that I can tell you about the teaching, about the way, and yet it is something that is not common. This is uncommon. And here we see the Chinese writing. The one that is outside the parentheses is the current writing.Of the way, and the one that is in parentheses is the old writing, and it means a head, and then the side subscript is to carry it out, to carry out what the head thinks.
头的意思代表智慧，头脑思想智慧，行动的意思代表能力，就是智慧加上能力就是道。
And the middle part representing head is intelligence or wisdom, and the side part is energy, is action, is power, and that is a combination of wisdom and power.
所以你看，我们中国人心目中的道。什么是能力呢？就是行善有力量，拒绝罪恶也有力量。
And what is power? The power is the ability to do the good and to refuse to do the bad.
这个正好就是耶稣基督最好的说明。
And that is the best example I can give you of Jesus Christ.
在哥林多前书第一章里面。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
说基督是神的能力，是神的智慧。
There it talks about that Jesus is God's power, is God's wisdom.
而基督就是这个道。
And we know that Jesus is this way.
所以中文翻译得非常之高明。
Therefore we say the Chinese translation is indeed very good.
但是必须把这三方面都加起来了，才能够稍微能够了解我们这位伟大的神的奇妙的一点点。
But it is not until that we have combined the two translations, logos, and the word, and also the Chinese way, before we can understand a little portion of the wonderfulness of our God.
你就看见这三方面都是各有重点不同。Logos 所讲的，希腊人所讲的是讲到上帝永远不改变。
But we see the three different emphases. The Greeks, they talk about logos, they talk about the attribute of the unchangingness of our God.
英语民族讲的 word 是表示说言行一致。
The English-speaking people, they use the word, and that is saying the consistency of God's attribute of His words and also of His action.
而我们中国人讲的道呢，是讲智慧与能力的合一。
The Chinese emphasizing on the combination of wisdom and power in the word way.
这三种都加起来了，就是万灵之父。
And when we combine the three, we are describing the attributes of our Heavenly Father, the Father of all spirits.
他要超乎众人之上。
And He is above all.
无论希腊人，无论是讲英语的，无论是中国人，上帝都超越他，包括他们，都把他们包括在内。
Whether it's the Greeks, whether it's the English-speaking people, or whether it's for the Chinese, God supersedes and above all.
我们认识这个真理了，就不会再犯错误，说基督教是洋教，怎么会洋教呢？他根本就是你的教，我的教。
When we understand this principle, then we will no longer say that Christianity belongs only to the Westerners, because this belongs to us Chinese as much as it belongs to the Westerners.
但是我们也不能够怪一般的观感，就长时间下来啊，就是西方先接受了基督教，所以多少有带着西方文化的色彩，也不能否认是事实。
But we cannot blame those people who have this misconcept, because we know that the Westerners, they received the gospel earlier.And therefore, it came from that direction.
拿圣乐来讲 ，the music， 这圣乐是很美。我们听到的西方音乐实在很美。但是如果中国的，我的主张用中国的音乐来配合，但是中国音乐听起来好像有点小调一样，靡靡之音，不能争大雅之堂，有那个感觉，不能否认。
For example, when we look at the sacred music, the church music, we know that everyone likes the Western sacred music. But I myself, I feel that we ought to use the Chinese music.The Oriental music and to match, put the words in there. But many times I think when we listen to that, we feel that it sounds like folk songs. It doesn't sound like the sacred music when we sing it in church.
但所以我希望我们在座许多学音乐的青年也好，成年弟兄姊妹，下一番功夫，把西方好的音乐吸收来，加上东方的色彩，你看看这样做出圣乐来，就能够感动更多中国人接受，知道这不是洋曲洋调，中国自己的。
Therefore, I feel that those of us who are working in music or studying music, we ought to try and strive to put the church music into the Chinese tune. Many times we'll find that with the Chinese tune color, then the people who don't know Christ yet will no longer think. And I ask your prayers.
明天我要到 Chicago 去开个会。
Tomorrow I'm going to Chicago.
那是全世界的一个世界华人的福音会议。
This is a worldwide a conference of all the Chinese Christians.
那么今年在北美召开这个会议。
And this year, this is held in North America.
他们邀请我去讲两次的道。
And they have asked me to go there and to preach twice.
一次晚上的培灵聚会。
And one is in the evening.
我是讲那个耶稣基督给我们一个不变的使命，不会改变的使命。
This is an evening revival meeting, and my topic will be the unchanging commandment.
那么白天有一次 workshop 是讲这个福音跟文化的关系。
And then during the day there is a workshop, the topic is the relation between gospel and also culture.
我就要把这个发现，这个重要的发现，能够分享给所有参加聚会的人。
And I like to share this discovery of mine with the attendees.
我相信，假如我们真正了解神的话，晓得福音跟各民族的文化的重要的关系的话，我相信福音的广传呢，一定比现在更方便。更容易被人接受。
I believe if we understand the relationship between the gospel and the culture, then I believe that the gospel will be more widely accepted.
那么这是第一个，万民之父的特点，超乎众人之上。第二呢，就是万乎众人之中。
And this is the first attribute, and that is, our Heavenly Father is above all. And then the second one is that He is in all.
这更奇妙了，他又是超越一切。他又联系一切。
Now this is really something that is hard to understand. Number one, that he is above all, and now the secondly, he is through all.
圣经告诉说，爱是联络全德的。
The Bible tells us that love coordinates all virtues.
所有道德，无论哪一方面来看，都不能缺少一个基本的内容，就是爱。
And that is all moral virtues.Need and require the element of love.
所以神就是爱，神才能够有办法联系人，把人都连在一起了。
And therefore we know that God is love, and that only Him, only He is able to coordinate and connect all of us together.
我们的经验告诉我们说，当人一信耶稣之后啊，就缩短了人与人之间的距离。
Our experience tells us when people believe in Christ, when people believe in God, then the distance between men have shortened.
许多家庭里面有问题的，婆媳之间有问题的，夫妻之间有问题，弟兄姊妹有问题，一信了耶稣啊，那这个问题就解决了，人与人的关系就缩短，距离缩短，就联系在一起了。为什么？他是贯乎众人之中的神。
Many interpersonal problems, like family problems, in-law problems, husband and wife problems, or even colleague problems, these problems have dissolved once they know God, because in GodThe distance between men has shortened.
所以我常常说，人与人之间的问题都是人与神之间问题的延长。
Therefore, I have said that interpersonal relationship is the extension of the problem between man and God.
因为一切人间的问题基本上都缺少爱。
Because all interpersonal problems based on and fundamentally is.Due to the lack of love.
有爱在里面就能够包容对方，就能够原谅对方，就能够舍己，就能够关心别人。就爱一出来还有什么问题呢？
If there is love, then we are able to tolerate the other person. Then we are able to love the other person. We are able to forgive the other person, and there is no problem.
所以这个神是贯乎众人中，他有了圣经叫慈神爱所，这神叫做慈神爱所，把人都捆在一起，连在一起了。
Therefore we say that God, He is through all, because with His chains of love, He is able to chain and link us all together.
第三，他是住在众人之内。
Thirdly, He is in all.
这是关乎得救的真理了。
And this concerns the teaching, the truth of salvation.
今天如果问你，你到底得救了没有呢？
Today, if I ask you, are you truly saved?
我不知道你怎么答复。
I don't know how you will answer.
你如果问我，你得救了没有呢？
If you ask me, am I saved?
我可以告诉你，感谢主。
I can tell you, thank God.
我得救了。
I am saved.
你如果说你怎么知道你得救呢？
If you say, how do I know that I'm saved?
我可以告诉你。
I can tell you.
因为我知道我的神住在我里面。
Because I know that my God lives in me.
如果我的神不住在我里面，
If my God does not live in me,
我的想法、看法、做法一定距离圣经的原则非常之远。
And then the way I think, the way I say, the way I act will be quite departed from the teachings of the Bible.
你如果要想知道自己到底得救没有，
If you want to know whether you are truly saved,
有个很好的方法，简单的方法可以印证 到底里面有没有神住在里面。
There is a very simple and very good way to confirm whether indeed you are saved and whether the Father, God the Father is living in you.
你如果说一句谎话，
If you say a lie,
你觉得反应怎么样？
If you tell a lie, what is your reaction? How do you feel inside?
无论是白谎黑谎啊，要说句谎话，你觉得里面怎么样感觉？
Whether it's a white lie or not, if you tell a lie, how would you feel?
如果你马上觉得不平安，
If right away you feel uneasy,
哪怕一件很简单或者很看见不这么重要的话说了，你一定要收回，一定要在人前陪认罪，说这句话我说错了，不对，你不然的话里面不能平安。
Even if it's something very insignificant, very minor, you feel that you must confess and you must right away retreat and withdraw what you have said and tell the people in public.
你有这个不平安的感觉，就证明你是得救的人。
If you have that uneasiness feeling, that confirms and tells you that you are saved.
如果你说了谎话，尽管说说了谎话以后面不改色，但脸都不改色，照样坦然无惧，没事，你是没有得救的，你需要重生，你需要真正悔改得救。
If you're able to tell a lie without even blinking your eyes, then you really need to be saved.
再比方说你恨人，你恨一个人的时候你还能够无所谓，照样吃饭，照样睡觉。照样做事，没有反应，没有感觉，你没有得救，需要重生。
For example, if you hate someone and yet you're able to eat well and sleep well, then you are not saved. You need to be born again.
因为他还没有住到你里面来。
Because God the Father has not lived in you.
当这位万灵之父成为我们的生命的时候，我们整个人生观不同了，宇宙观不同了，看法做法不能一样。
When this Father of all spirits, He becomes our Father, and He lives in us, then all our outlooks, the way that we act, the way that we talk, will be changed.
我们中间有一位姊妹，我很欣赏她一件她的美德。
There is a sister among us that I really admire and appreciate a good attribute.
这位姊妹非常会关心别人。
This sister, she has the gift of concerning others, discerning.
她常常会替别人设想。
She oftentimes think for the other people.
所以有一天我发现她的健康不好的时候，
And one day when I noticed that her health seems to have suffered,
我在神前为她祷告。
And I prayed for her before the Lord.
我说主啊，这位姊妹她一向关心别人，现在她最需要的是你去关心她。
And as a father, this sister has been concerning and helping other people for a long time, and now she really needs some help herself.
我以为这是个爱心的代祷。
I pray this way for the sake of love.
我不止一次这样祷告。
Not only once I prayed this way.
直到有一天主就责备我。
And then one day, I found that I was blamed by God.
主说你没看见我关心他吗？
And that is, I heard the voice saying,That, don't you notice that I am taking care of her?
主说还要谢谢你提醒我吗？
And our Lord said, should I thank you for reminding me to take care of this sister?
虽然我是个愚昧的祷告啊，但是我实在知道，他是关心别人的人，神也会关心他，神会更加倍的关心他。
Even though it was a very foolish prayer on my part, but I know for sure that because of her painstakingcare for other people, God will multifoldedly bless her and take care of this person.
这是个很好的测验，如果主住在你里面，你自然会关心别人，你主不住在你里面，你只会关心自己，老是看自己，关心自己。
Therefore, this is a second test, and that is, if you find yourself always concerned and taking care and concerned about other people, and not just about yourself, then you know the Spirit is living in you.
今天这个节日父亲节了
Today on Father's Day
我就想到原谅我提到我自己有关我自己的跟父亲之间的一些事情
Pardon me for having to give you some examples and tell you some about my personal things about me and my father
主住在我里面一直提醒我关顾这个父亲的事情要做点见证
The Holy Spirit inside me urges me, prompts me to give some testimonies concerningme and my father.
你知道我三岁就没有父亲。
You may know that when I was three, my father passed away.
我父亲只活到49岁就去世。
He only lived to 49.
他是一个很有才气的人。
And we know that he was a very capable person.
在民国初啊，大概三年，民国三年四年，民国初的时候，他参加全国几十万人考试，考取这个文官考试及格。
And I know this was quite a long time ago, and he at that time was able to pass a very difficult examination.
这就相当于后来的高等考试，大概及格。
And this later on, we call it a high-level examination.
在北京考试，全国人都来几十万，只取一百个人。
And this was in Beijing. It was taken place there, and there were tens of thousands of people went there, and only one person passed.
我父亲考了第三名。
He was number three.
从前人说状元榜状元探花榜眼探花哈，大概我父亲是探花的。
Now,
不知道怎么翻译。从前考第一名、第二名、第三名的啊。
Now at that time there were different grading systems, and according to the present system, he would be number three.
他就分发到福建去做县知事，做县长，做了三任。
So he went to Fujian province, and there he was the governor for three terms.
后来又做了一任什么税理局局长啊，局长。
And then he also became the bureau equivalent to the IRS bureau chief.
我所印象中间，我父亲留给我的。几乎没有印象，因为我三岁根本都不记得他什么样子，都没有形象，看一张照片。
And I tried to think of what kind of impression that he had left me, and almost draw blank because I was only three, and I look at his picture, I remember almost nothing.
唯有他留下很多字，他给人家写的字，书字，写了他去世以后，人就没有寄出去了，写了很多条幅了，中堂很多字，我所看到的。
But all, I see many Chinese writings, calligraphy that he has written and hung around the house.
据老一辈人告诉我，他说我写的字啊，很有点像我父亲的味道。是说，据说。
And the older generation, they tell me that my handwriting looks somewhat like my father's.
我知道呢，差得太远了，不能比，跟我父亲没办法比的啊。
I know mine is much worse, not as good as my father's. I know that.
真正代替了我父亲来教养我的是我的舅父。
Therefore, it was my uncle who took the place of my father in teaching and rearing me.
他又怎么样叫我了？我印象我不会忘记。他叫我写日记。
I still remember that he taught me and told me to keep a diary.
我在小的时候写日记写的真是烦得不得了，他天天要看我的日记，真烦得要死。
And I knew at that time I had to write diary every day.
六点半起床刷牙洗脸吃饭就记这些话。
And I know that at that time it was really very boring. My diary was about how I, when I got up, when I wash, and when I used the toothbrush to brush my teeth and so on.
他说那你这么一天到晚刷牙刷牙刷不完天天刷牙就记这么多干什么。
And of course my uncle read it and he said, well, why do you keep logging down these things about brushing the teeth?
那你可以写一写吧，哎，看什么人，跟什么人讲话，读书，什么心得都可以写啊，都写这些。
Why don't you record, he suggested, about meeting people and reading some books and then what kind of inspirations you have or whatnot.
他在天津做法官，他是高等法院的法官。
He was a Supreme Court judge in 天津。
叫我每周要写两封信给他。
And he told me that I need to write him two letters every week.
Oh, 那真是很少看，每一封信呢，他都给你改了，错字、别字什么，给你改完了，给你寄回来给你看。
And every time I wrote him, not long after I would receive it back, the same one, except it would be red ink marked all over the place, bad grammar, bad diction, so on.
有时候写了白字啊，重新再写，他就奄奄的警告了。
If I repeat this mistake twice,Then he would give me a warning.
我要再重新犯同样错误，他叫我罚我那个字写一百次，再写一百次给他。
If I make the same mistake twice, then he would want me to write the correct version for 100 times.
他叫我背诵古文，背诵英文，要背啊，整段整段背，不背不行啊。
And then he told me to recite verses, proses, from both in Chinese and English.
我觉得这个父亲，这是教养我的父亲，这个舅父，实在是尽了他的本分。
And I believe that this uncle was like my father. He was indeed raising me and fulfilling the responsibility of a father.
1946年我到了台湾。
1946, I went to Taiwan.
信了耶稣了。
I accepted Christ.
我又接受一位属灵的父亲。
I again have another spiritual father.
在台湾住久人都知道, 有一位姓王的, 王老先生。
And many of you who have been in Taiwan for a long time probably know about that, and that is the elderly Mr. Wong.
在东南亚这地方公认他是一个没有念过神学, 但是是个解经的专家。
In Southeast Asia, he is well recognized, even though he never was trained formally, and yet he is considered an authority in interpreting the Bible.
他在台北成立一个台北高级圣经研究班。
And in Taipei, he formed a class called the Advanced Level Bible Study Class.
许农牧师跟我吴永长老都在那里读。
Reverend Xu and also Elder Wu Yong and myself, we all attended that class.
我们跟他在一起读书啊，真是不读圣经真不简单。
And when we studied the Bible with him, it was really not a simple task.
每一期像 seminar 一样，每期每期要签，要报名，要签个约。
And each course, it was like a seminar. We had to file an application and also almost like a contract-like document.
你已经签约之后，他来上课，不论是刮风下雨都得来，不准缺席。
And once you applied and got in that class, whether it rains or shines, you have to be there.
你病了还要来，除非你躺在床上不能动了，那没办法。
Even if you're sick, you have to be there, unless you are really incapacitated.
也是背圣经，整段整段的背。
And at that time, I had to recite the Bible, verse and passages and chapters.
还有一个最好的供应的方法，还有许多英文的属灵的书。
And he had a good supply of English reference books.
台湾那边属灵的书多半中文的，英文很少，他有大量的英文的属灵的书。
We know in Taiwan there are a lot of Chinese biblical Bible reference books, but not too many English ones. But he had a lot of English ones.
我们从他那里学了很多 Spurgeon, Moody, Meyer 啊，这些有名的，还有 Dr. Morgan 这些他们的书啊，都大量，还有 David Simpson 这些人属灵人物，19世纪的我们漏没有漏过一本，通通把它读完，是他的书。
And therefore, there, in the 19th century theologians, Myers, Spurgeon, Moody, and we did not miss one single book of their writings.
所以我们虽然没有念神学，所有神学院里面系统神学的书我们都读，他都教我们。
Therefore, even though that we did not attend seminary, but all the systematic theology we learned.
而且这一位属灵的长者，他不但用神的道来喂养我们。
This spiritual elder, he fed us with the spiritual teachings from the Bible.
他并且实际上用了爱心的行动来证明他实在是个属灵的长者。
But he also with action indicate to us that he truly is a spiritual elder.
有一次寇师母病了，他是盲肠开刀，在医院里面。
One time Mrs. Crow was sick and she was in the hospital for appendicitis.
我自己也累病了，也在家里休息。
I was tired, I was at home.
这位老先生来看我,
and this elderly gentleman came to visit.
进来就给我祷告,
and came to pray for me.
祷告完了回头就走,
and after he prayed, he right away left.
留一包东西, 报纸包东西丢在我床头,
and he left a package wrapped with the newspapers.
哎,我说王先生,你这什么东西落在这儿,弄在这儿,你拿去。
I said, Mr. Wong, you forgot something.
哎,他说是你的。
No, he said, this is yours.
什么是我的,我糊里糊涂不懂什么意思。
I said, what is it that belongs to me?
打开看了。
I opened it up.
30多年前啊,
over 30 years ago,
2000块台币,
$2,000 NT,
这30多年前相当值钱啊,
and this was a lot of money.
他也是个传道人,可能他所有的积蓄都在里面。
We know that he was a minister, he was a preacher, maybe this was his life savings.
他就把他所有的来帮助他的学生。
He gave all he had to his student, to me.
我说王先生这什么意思啊? 你怎么可以这样做呢?
I said, Mr. Wong, how can you do that?
他就说一句话。
And he said something.
难道你不愿意我得着更大的福气吗?
And he said, wouldn't you want me to receive greater blessing?
我听不懂是什么意思。
I did not understand what that meant.
去读圣经, 他叫我去读圣经。
He said, go study the Bible.
使徒行传20章35节去读。
Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
这节圣经我永远不会忘,
and therefore I shall never forget that verse.
他走了,我去翻开圣经看,
he left, I turned, open up the Bible.
当纪念主耶稣的话说,
and that is, you must remember Jesus Christ's words.
施比受更为有福,
it is more blessed to give than to receive.
吃比受更为有福。
我一受，他就变成施了，他就得到更大的福气。
It is more blessed to give than to receive. And the minute that I receive this from him, then he becomes a giver, and therefore he will receive more blessings.
所以这位老师一直告诉我说，你要知道，施很容易，愿意给，我们众人都愿意给。受啊，也是一门学问的。你要学习受，不是单单施。
And this elderly man, he told me that he said, well, many of us are willing to give, but you also need to learn to receive, to accept.
因为你人家诚心诚意爱心的给，你也诚心诚意爱心的受，都是出于神，神的爱分享给大家，你为什么不受呢？这样讲。
Because we know that God inspires us and moves us so that someone will want to give. On the other hand, God also inspires and moves the other person need to receive.
所以希伯来书里面讲到捐书啊，是帮助人的施舍。他说上 to share what you have， 就是分享你所有的意思。
And therefore we see that in Hebrews it tells us that we need to share what we have。
所以我们今天要学到，一方面学习施，一方面学习受，这两者都是功课。
Therefore, for us, there are two lessons to learn. One is to give, and the other is to receive.
如果你实在有我们这位万灵之父住在你的心中的话，
If you truly have this Heavenly Father, the Father of all spirits in you,
你就能够明白什么叫做施比受更为有福。
Then you shall understand the true meaning of it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我们非常感谢我们天上的神。
We thank our Heavenly Father.
不仅给我们每个人预备一位母亲。
Not only that he has prepared for us, each of us, a mother.
用天父的爱来爱我们。
And with Heavenly Father's love to love us.
我们也要谢谢天父给我们一个家庭有一个父亲。
We also want to thank our Heavenly Father for giving every family there is a father.
同样用天父的爱来管教我们。
To also use our Heavenly Father's love to discipline us.
这两者都加在一起。
And when we have both of these,
和爱和公义合在一起。
When we have love and when we have righteousness,
那是神的神性。
And that is the two attributes of our God.
我们不能单单只要神给我们慈爱，也愿意接受神的公义。
We cannot only ask for God's love, but we also need to be willing to accept the discipline of God.
不仅我们在神面前需要神的怜悯、神的慈爱，也需要在神的面前接受神的管制、接受神的管教。
Not only before our Lord, we need to accept the love that He has for us, but we also need.To receive the discipline that he has for us.
我相信我们能够这样子认识这样一个真理的话，纪念今天这个节日才不突然枉然。
I believe only when we understand the true teaching of God, then we are not celebrating the Father's Day in vain.
愿神赐福今天在座每一位做父亲的人。
May God bless each that is here who is a father today.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。因为你是万灵之父，我们这些称为万物之灵的人，需要你万灵之父住在我们里面，我们才真正得着重生的生命，我们才能够真正过一个像样的生活。亲爱的主，求你赦免我们以往的亏欠，但愿在这个纪念父亲节的日子，提醒我们好好的孝顺我们的父母。我们这样孝顺父母，我们就是尊敬天上的神，因为这是神所设立的权柄。我们感谢你，因为今天在我们在座有好多位在座的年长的做父亲的，求主特别施恩保守，给他们有健康、有平安、有喜乐，也给做儿女的人有更多的机会、更多的年日能够孝顺父母。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，因为爱是从你而来，我们今天有爱都是因为有了你，但愿我们能够分享你这份爱给更多需要爱的人。如果我们中间有的人还不认识你，如果我们中间有一些挂名的教友，都求主今天给我们机会重新接受耶稣基督做他们个人的救主，好让天父的大爱能够伏庇我们，引导我们一生一世都走在神的旨意之中，享受天父的大爱。天父啊，我们谢谢你，愿你享受完全的荣耀，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。